Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey everyone, Allison here. This week's episode is brought to you by Third Love. Put fit first with Third Love. Third Love uses real women's measurements to create bras that fit better, available in sizes AA through G, as well as their exclusive half cup sizes. Ooh. Try one of Third Love's 24/7 bras free for 30 days. If it's not your new favorite, return or exchange it for free. Go to thirdlove.com/happyhour now and try Third Love free for 30 days. I have one of these bras, ladies. Totally worth it. thirdlove.com/happyhour.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Hayslip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. Glad you remembered your name.
Yeah, I did. Thank goodness.
This week, like every week, we are going to sip some booze and spit us some news.
Yum. This booze is yummy today.
It is yummy. Sitting in with us, as always, the man on the knobs.
Yeah.
Really, the knob noobs.
Nub noobs.
Tom Super Krajewski Krajewski.
Super Krajewski Krajewski.
Super Krajewski Krajewski.
You guys, we are off to a spectacular start.
The wheels are still on, but they are wobbling.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a good, by the way, we're bug free.
We're bug free.
Yeah. And they tented the
garage too.
The garage
okay,
too.
So don't open any small drawers in case we release extra gas.
There was
and die.
One, and it's already open.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it was open the whole time.
So there'll be no termites eating the pencils in my pocket.
Nope.
Why do you have pencils
in
your pocket?
Hey,
do people carry
you know
pencils
what?
Anymore?
That seems uncomfortable.
It does, especially solid wood pencils.
Yeah.
Like not even a nice, comfortable design pencil.
Right.
But I know they're safe. Thank you, Alex.
They're
I
safe.
Appreciate that.
Your number twos are fine, as they say. Yeah, it was
twos.
A whole fucking ordeal, man.
Yeah. What was it like coming back?
It wasn't actually that bad. The most annoying part was just like being here. You know what I mean?
What do
like,
you mean?
Well, so we were here on Friday. The guy came, or the guys came
yeah.
with the big truck, and we walked through the house. They, you know, yes, all the bagging stuff, great. You
right.
know, all everything's open, great. And then he was like, "All right," and I left him the key. And then it's really cool because you know, I don't know if I talked about this in the last time, but people would break in,
yeah.
And then die,
right?
So dumb.
So they got what's coming to them.
Well, yeah, sort of, but still. They have this new thing where they set up this whole home video surveillance system.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's this new thing cool. that they're doing with the termite tenting.
Wow. It's that bad of a problem.
It is that. I mean, it's that
That's
bad
amazing.
Of a problem that they have now. So weekend goes fine. Mother's Day, yay.
Right.
Everything's great. But we had to spend the night at a hotel Sunday night.
Oh, when you came back up.
With Monty.
Oh, with the pups.
Yeah. And so it was a little bit like I was just sort of like, I don't
right.
want to, you know, because she's like, we're up on the 15th floor. She's got to go pee. It's like, you got to
yeah.
take it. And then Heather just, you know, forgot poop bags, forgot
oh.
her leash. So we
oh
had literally tied the bathrobe robe tie
oh, yeah.
onto Monty's collar and then walked her through the hotel and people were just like, what? And I was like, I know, it's like we're fucking hobos.
Did you call the front desk to see if they, because hotels oh. that allow dogs, it wouldn't be crazy for them to have like
a leash
or
no,
poop bags.
Well, they had poop bags, but
okay.
they weren't poop bags. They were just basically the bags that you put in the trash cans.
Oh,
in.
Yeah.
So they had bags.
Right.
So that's where we got the poop bag when, you know, asked them for poop
yeah.
bags. But anyway, so in the morning, they were like, you know, the guy was like, we'll be here between 8 and 9. Like,
now we're back to the termite people.
Oh, yeah. So Monday, we'll
yeah.
be here between 8 and 9.
Yeah.
Somebody obviously has to be there. Otherwise,
right.
they're just going to be like, all right, bye. Your house is unlocked and now
yeah.
there's no tent.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I just was like, well, fuck it. I'm leaving. Like, I'm not going to wait here in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't gotten a text. So I literally drove to the house, parked out front.
And waited.
Wow.
Oh, what time did they show up?
They showed up at about 9:30.
Okay.
So 45 minutes of just sitting in the car.
Yeah.
good news is it's an electric vehicle called the Tesla, so I had the stereo was going, the AC was going.
You weren't wasting any gas.
Yeah, not a problem. And then the guy was like, yeah, everything's great. You know, we're going to look, you know, we're going to start. It was great.
Yeah.
3 hours later, the tent was down.
You just sat in your car for three hours?
And I hate when I have to blow time like that.
Yeah.
So do I, yeah.
And Monty's sitting in the front seat, too.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like, what are we doing? Why aren't we in the fucking houses right there? And I'm like, Jesus. Anyway, but then we walked in, and it's just like, it was like nothing ever happened.
Right. But no termites.
No termites.
No small piles of sawdust.
Nope. Yeah, and then I vacuumed it up, but now they won't come back. Kick out holes, by the way.
Kick out
That's
holes.
What they were called.
Because they kick out their...
Kick out the dust.
Leftovers.
They're like, get out of here, dust.
You're kicked out.
You're out.
I live here now, dust.
Yeah. This is my home.
You got go back to college.
My new home.
Anyway, yeah, so that was the big thing.
And you had to unbag all your stuff, all the food, and...
Yeah. Whoa.
I'd still be worried, though, unbagging the food and thinking there might be some stuff in there seeped into your pancake mix.
Well, the good news is we didn't actually have a lot of food.
Right, we talked about that.
That's right, yeah.
Because you're bad at life stuff or whatever we talked about last episode.
Life stuff. But we did stuff that we were like, you know what, we're just going to take this. Like, we took our coffee machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there were beans in it. And we were like, well, how do we get the beans? And I was like, well, I'll just dump the beans out. And then Heather was like, I feel like we should just... So that literally our coffee... I keep saying literally. Our coffee cup was in the back... Or our coffee machine was in the back of Heather's car the entire time.
Right.
And like, I put Heather's jewelry in the frunk.
The front trunk.
Yeah. Because most people won't look to see if there's a frunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Smart.
Smart. The Tesla?
By the way, speaking of people stealing stuff out of cars, I had some good friends who were in Italy... This past
fucking
week,
Italy,
yeah, and they rented a car because they were driving from Rome to Florence, and so they rented the car in Rome, and then they drove around in Rome and like stopped to go do touristy stuff,
yeah,
and they came back to their car, and someone stole all of their luggage out of the car.
Did they call Hot Cop?
No, I know, right? They weren't in the right city.
I'm gonna give you a number.
But weirdly enough, this past week was the 1 year anniversary of the great Italian phone napping of 2016.
That was a year ago.
Yeah, I know. So I posted an Instagram about it, and then my friend who was in Italy commented on it and was like, our luggage just got stolen in Italy yesterday. I now know you're paid. And I'm
God.
That sucks. Yeah.
Why? I wonder why.
Italy's just a bunch of thieves.
I guess so.
Amazing pasta and thieves.
Oh, speaking of amazing pasta, we just went to this pasta joint last night and had amazing
Italian
pasta.
Restaurant, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think people call it pasta joints.
Some might call it a pasta joint.
Where did you go?
John and Vinny's.
Oh, yeah. John and Vinny's is fantastic.
Yeah, it's the Son of a Gun guys.
Wait, it's
and
been
animal.
Here for like almost 2 years. How have you just gone?
You know, we just never, like, Italian is never the thing that we're like, let's go get Italian.
It's funny because John and Vinny's I wouldn't think of like as Italian. It's more of like a fancy pizzeria.
Yeah, but they have like their pastas.
Amazing
are bonkers.
Pastas. Yeah.
And their salad was great. Like, we had the
all
spicy
of their food's
Caesar.
Amazing. They also do brunch, which is like shocking.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really good.
Ooh.
I know.
That's interesting. I know.
So, guys, I just was at a wedding this weekend.
Ooh, yeah.
How is the 2012 wedding 2012? Bonanza? Or 2017 wedding bonanza?
It's great, but this was the wedding.
2012 was all right, but 2017 has been crazy.
This wedding was for my friend Richie Keene, the director of Fistfight, who was on...
He was on Drunksmith.
On Drunksmith.
Yeah.
And so he's now happily married, and it was really
amazing.
Awesome to be at his wedding.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a really wonderful... They got married up in Wine Country. It was just a really wonderful weekend.
Santa Barbara or like...
North of Santa Barbara. They were like...
Like
Solvang and...
Well,
and Los Olivos and all that.
Los Olivos. I love that area.
Yeah, Santa Ynez. I don't know.
Where'd they get married? Like a winery?
No,
Or like,
I couldn't even tell you the name of this place. It's literally
everything.
It's like an estate in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
and Joe's house.
What?
Joe's house.
Good old Joe's house.
Yep.
You couldn't even drive there. You had to like catch a shuttle from one of the locations and get shuttled in because I mean it's literally like a dirt road and then you drive up the dirt road for like 5 to 10 minutes and then there's just this like insane
beautiful
estate.
Mansion. Yeah,
so you're like, where did this come from? Yeah,
I've been off. So first off, I'm a very optimistic person, very positive vibes. So
I know, that's why we're friends.
I daydream about like what I would do with all the money in the world, kind of a
all
shit.
The money,
all the monies.
You
but
get
one
remarried?
Of the things is I get remarried to my wife.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're about to say this. I would throw a wedding like that. Yeah, no.
No.
I'm thinking winery.
I think I've done that. Yeah. Okay. That box was checked.
Yeah, you've had a pretty spectacular wedding,
yeah,
too.
I don't know if we'd be able to supersede that one.
No.
No, but I often think about like where you would get a vacation home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Because some of our relatives, like my parents have a house in La Jolla.
Yeah.
That was their sort of vacation home.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And we have, my mother-in-law, she has a couple vacation homes. She has one in Newport and one in Carmel.
Yeah.
And so it was sort of like, where would
I? We know you're very fancy, Alex.
Well, they're not. It sounds fancy. It's not as fancy as it sounds. Fancy.
You have a very fancy family.
The beach house
fancy
is family. Pretty fancy.
Yeah, that's pretty
that
fancy.
That beach house
fancy.
Is nice. That is very nice. Very true. Mm. But anyway, I often think about like where
Like where
I
would you get your vacation home?
And we went to Santa Barbara because Heather went to UC Santa Barbara.
Oh, she did. Whoa.
Yeah, so she's a gaucho. Right. So she's like,
I'm sorry, a what?
A gaucho.
That's their mascot.
The UC Santa Barbara gaucho. It's not as fancy as the University of Santa Cruz slugs.
No, that's not a
that
thing.
That is pretty fancy.
Why would someone make a slug their mascot?
I don't know, but it's awesome. And
slugs,
I guess
love to,
but that doesn't like strike fear in the hearts of your opponents when you face them in tennis matches or something.
Yeah, but
like
if you lose to a slug, you suck.
That's true. That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it brings
great shame
upon your family.
Yeah, the aardvark walks home sad.
Yeah, aardvark.
Oh, but anyway, gosh. But that's one. So we went up to Santa Barbara and we just were there for one night, and we were like, you know, it is so nice up here. And it's easy to get to because it's really only like an hour and a half.
It's 2 hours.
It's 2 hours with traffic.
No. It's 2 hours without traffic.
Because
I just drove this. It's over three if there's traffic.
Yeah.
It's a little brutal.
That's the problem. Yeah. It's one of the places that I used to fly when I was doing my solo cross country.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Flight stuff. Yeah. So I flew from Hawthorne to Santa Barbara.
You're not a pilot, but you're a pilot if it's an emergency.
Yeah. I am the pilot that you hope doesn't have to be the one flying the plane.
Right.
But the plane will fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, worst case scenario, the plane is still in the air.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking to anybody on the comms. Most of the dials
You're like, I'm just like, stressing about flying this plane.
Yeah. I'm like, I know how to turn the XM satellite radio on. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
That's amazing.
But I used to fly up there and it was only like 45 minutes, which
that's
is sort
awesome.
Of like,
so nice. Yeah.
That's the way to do it is you're like, oh, just hop on a. I mean, to be honest, that was the goal, right?
Does it have a shrimp divaner in the plane you fly up there?
A shirt to gainer?
Shrimp
divaner?
Shrimp divaner.
Because you're rich, Alex. It should. That's what she's asking.
It should. In the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Where people actually casually.
With a stash of cocktail sauce.
Yeah, behind the Pilates studio.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a plane with a Pilates studio and a shrimp divaner.
That's a whole different 20,000 mile. What is it? 20,000 mile club? High mile club? What's it? When you have
mile
sex at a plane?
Mile High Club.
The 20,000 miles
up. I've obviously never had sex on a plane.
The banged in a plane bathroom club.
Right.
I think there's a more elegant
banged
way to put
plane,
it.
Yeah.
The banged in a plane.
Banged in a plane.
I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because there's first off, I don't want to be in those bathrooms to begin with.
Well, I wouldn't want to do it on a commercial flight, but I'm saying on a private.
Wow,
yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
Then you're just... Then you're basically just having the sex in the back of a minivan.
I'm just happy to do it anywhere.
Yeah, so. Happy to have sex, period.
Yeah, you're like, I'll take it up in the air.
Speaking of having
down
sex,
the ground,
let's segue into emails.
Okay.
There has to be some sexual email in there somewhere.
There is,
no
actually.
Idea.
Well, not really, but let me, here
and
we go.
We'll
I just feel like we get off on tangents too much in the beginning of the show.
She
so.
Said get off.
Get off. Yeah. I did, I totally
so
did.
So much stuff. Oh, here's one. Here's one that's fun. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Ready for the subject?
So ready.
A fucking Allison story.
Oh.
Fan fiction.
Oh, no.
I don't like how you start a fucking Allison
fan fiction. A fucking Allison
fiction?
Story.
Alex, fan is this
fiction.
A story?
Wait,
dirty
ready
the way
for this?
You say it.
Ha ha. Made you look, Alex.
All right.
All right, good.
A few episodes ago, you guys talked about Alex's laugh.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I felt like it was very familiar, but I couldn't figure out why. Huh? After you talked about it, it made me even more curious. I finally figured it out.
Oh, wow.
He laughs like Tigger from Winnie and the Pooh.
Oh.
Did you say Winnie and the Pooh?
No, Winnie the Pooh.
You said Winnie the Pooh. And the Pooh.
I think I said Winnie and the Pooh, but that's because I was
reading.
That's
his band.
Winnie and the Pooh?
Winnie and the Poohs.
Yeah. It's a shitty band.
Sure I was going to say
Wait, doesn't Tigger laugh like woo-hoo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if how I remember Tigger laughing.
Yeah, Tigger's like woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
You do kind of laugh like that.
I don't think that's
no. If the hoo hoos were haws, that's kind of a little.
That's basic, but that's Mario.
Oh yeah, it's me, Mario.
And it's also Mickey Mouse. If you go higher,
yeah.
kiss. Ha ha.
I can't go higher.
I can't go
higher. I was at a wedding all weekend.
I was drunk at a wedding. I can't go higher.
I have blown vocal cord voice.
Fucked up my vocal cords.
Fucked them up real bad.
This is from Roger.
Hi, Roger.
By the way, I think you guys
should
do...
Wait, Roger who?
Roger Chow.
Oh, I'm excited. Things are going to happen at the end of this podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can see.
This is going to circle back around.
The universe?
Things are going to circle back around. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Good. By the way, I think you guys should do a 4-hour 4th of July series.
Oh.
Since you did mention something about doing more than just once a year of Drunksmiths. Oh, which we should mention.
Should we talk about this now?
I mean, I feel like that's a good segue, right?
That is a good segue. That's not a terrible idea if we're all in town for 4th of July.
Also, isn't that, that's around the time of the thing.
Okay, so what, here's the thing. This is a call out to our listeners.
Oh, yeah, right.
We are trying to do something. We can't say what because nothing is set in stone yet, but we're trying to do something.
We're trying to do something.
We're trying to do something.
Maybe it's nothing.
Well, we're trying to do
but
something.
Get excited about
Hold
it.
Yeah. on.
Sorry.
We're trying to do something big at San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Mm-hmm.
But to do what we want to do, we will need a liquor sponsor.
Yes.
Or an alcohol sponsor, I should say. It could be beer.
It could be beer. Yeah. It could be wine. It could be liquor.
It could be schnapps for all I care.
Yeah.
But
ooh.
What?
Sorry,
you just
go
had
ahead.
A thought.
I did.
We're going to take a wild shot in the dark here and think that some of our listeners might work within the alcohol industry.
Yeah.
And if you guys do, please email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com and put in the subject sponsor for SDCC. San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we actually look at it, and we will.
Unlike all those other subjects that we just fuck off.
Well, no, but I mean, I don't want them getting lost in like, you know, like
Dick Spiders.
Dick Spiders.
If you want a sponsor for San Diego Comic
Con. Yeah. So we're looking for a sponsor.
Dick Spider email had the sponsor info in it.
We're looking for a sponsor to pull off something awesome at San Diego Comic Con, and what we're pulling off will be something that if you're at San Diego Comic Con, you can come to, but if you're not, you will still be able to listen or know what's happening.
Yeah.
So this will benefit all listeners at all times.
So basically we're trying to go from recording one live show.
Let's not talk about what we're trying to do.
No. I'm not. I was going to be vague. We're just trying to go from what we usually do, which is just
record one episode
and release an episode just like any other week. It just happens to be a Comic-Con. We want to figure out how we can expand that in a very Drunksmiths way, but not
And in association with Nerdist. So the sponsor would have that outlet as well. So that's, we're putting the call out.
Yeah, it's cool.
So if you guys can help us make that happen, shoot us an email.
I like it.
Thank you. That was a good segue.
Great segues. You started randomly talking about sex, which then segued into me reading the Fuck Allison story, which wasn't actually a Fuck Allison story, but then that segued into what we wanted to talk about. Oh, this is great.
You guys, it all happens for a reason. I feel like we got to stop.
Like that's it.
Like we did the episode.
It's never going to get any better than that.
I'm a little sad about that.
All right, we'll talk about spiders.
Oh, God damn it!
No
spiders in video games.
Oh Jesus! What?
This seems right up your alley. This is from Andy.
Is this Limbo? It's from Annie.
Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Good morning, HHHR crew.
Oh, good morning.
I've been listening to the podcast for well over a year now.
Yeah.
And you guys never fail to get me through awful crap like yard work or long commutes.
Oh,
thank you for that.
Oh, Alex had to take a break to burp.
Keep being awesome. Obviously, when I saw this article about old school NES cartridges being stuffed with live spiders and then mailed into the country, you guys were the first people I thought about.
Oh my gosh.
Check it out. Hopefully they are not the Australian dick biting variety. Andy from Chicago.
Oh my goodness. What is, he's from Chicago?
Andy from Chicago.
Oh, sweet. Wait, what are you talking about?
Here's the story. Nintendo cartridges headed for America contained dozens of live contraband spiders.
Oh wow!
Contraband spiders.
So they're illegal in the States.
But what?
But
because they're worth something.
Yeah. Well, there's the whole exotic pet trade, which is all fucked up.
You know, like dick biting spiders.
Exotic. Dick biting. Yeah. Everybody wants a good dick biting spider. And by the way, if they name the spider Dick, that's amazing. It's Dick the dick biting spider. Fucking great. That's an animated series waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, so they found these old, and by the way, it was like Super NES cartridges. Like they were old cartridges that were, you know, basically like being sent as if they were bought on eBay.
Yeah.
But then when they opened up the actual cartridge itself, it had dozens of little capsules, and each of the capsules was filled
with spider
with
eggs?
What they think is a baby tarantula.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, there was like 75 of these things.
That's... Wait,
in one UPS package.
Man-made capsules?
Yeah. So the whole concept was they were using it to smuggle in contraband illegal spiders into the United States for sale on the exotic pet market.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to own a spider?
People want to own tarantulas.
I don't get that at all.
I don't either, but it's a thing.
Even snakes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Nah. Like, I can get it. I get it. Sometimes they're cool. But every time a snake's head looks at me, I'm like, I'm out. Like, it's okay.
I understand.
Like, I can have a snake on my arm as long as the head is pointed away.
I understand snakes more than spiders.
Well,
I agree.
Yeah.
But even, like, scorpions. Like, scorpions, you're like, it's a thing. It's in the case. It's, like, dangerous looking.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I'm a meth dealer. I'm like, I want a cage of scorpions.
Yeah. I told my friend the other day that when I was a kid, I really wanted a pet lizard. And she's like, well, why don't you get a pet lizard now? Yeah. And I was like, I was like,
a gecko or a...
Yeah, but I was like, I'm single enough as it is. I don't need a guy to walk into my apartment and me be like, hi, here's my pet lizard. Yes, he's wearing a Giants jersey. He's amazing.
His name is Eddie Lizard. Here's my pet lizard, Eddie Lizard, wearing a Giants
jersey. And then the guy, then it has nothing to do with the fact that he's a lizard. It has to do with the fact that I just wasn't creative at all in naming him.
Yeah, exactly. No, his name is literally just Eddie. It was coincidental that there is also a comedian named Eddie Lizard.
Always wanted, I was like, that's just not something I need to explain in my adult life.
It's so funny how things at a certain point you just go,
I don't think that's what I need.
It's like, it's a little bit like everybody loves the velvet portrait that I have of myself over my desk. I would never be able to, like, the thing that makes that okay is that I then follow up with, my friends gave it to me as a gag gift for my birthday.
Right.
So it's not like you get, you know what I mean? So it's like.
Yeah, I have this portrait of myself that a photographer took. It's like this really arty thing that got displayed in a gallery over in Europe somewhere. It's cool. It's like, it's just me sitting there in a white tank top, but then he used these light projections. So my skin almost looks like it's just tattooed with question marks and like different math symbols and things like that.
That's rad.
It's really, I mean, you can tell it's a projection, but it only shows up on my skin.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's cool looking, and he gave me a giant framed copy of it as a thank you for doing the shoot, which is awesome. But then when I was like where can I put just a picture of myself in my place that isn't like, here's a cool picture of myself. So there's this one spot in my dining room where one of the entrances to my dining room has a door that always stays open, and there's like a small chunk of wall from the edge of that door to where the edge of the dining room is, and it fits perfectly right there. So the door doesn't block it, but it covers it enough where you're not like, oh, there's blatantly a picture of Allison back there. It's like
not
you have
over
to look,
your fireplace.
Right. You have to like look for it. And when people find it, they're like, oh, that's really cool. But it's not like this.
Yeah, but at
look
least
at
you
this
get,
cool photo.
But you also have that same thing, right? You get to go like, I did this photo shoot for this guy. And he sent me a framed portrait.
I feel like that's a weird thing. Like living in LA, living in Hollywood and doing what we do. It's like, you acquire...
You acquire pictures
of yourself because it's our job to be on camera.
Yeah,
you know?
That is true.
And
that
it's like,
true.
How do you display this shit without just looking like an egotistical asshole?
Yeah, right. Well, it's sort of like the wall that my mom got me.
I love that wall, though, because that's all your projects.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I thought was
mainly
really cool.
I love it because I'm on it.
Well.
Yeah.
I love that you were the only one. I told you the story, right? You were the only one that they could act, that they actually had the
they
image
got in
for.
Time for
that
your
they
birthday.
Got in time. Yeah. And so we opened it up and I'm like, no, it's interesting. It's a
picture of me and Allison.
Picture of me and Allison for me to hang on my wall, Mom.
Yeah, not even like you and Heather.
I was like, okay, I guess.
Let's be honest.
But then she was like,
I am the other woman in your life,
this
Alex.
This is true. Yeah. This is true. And I am.
You'll always be.
The other man
the
in
other
your
man.
Life, I guess.
Yeah.
The only man.
The only man.
Ah, Tom.
I'm just saying. She's just saying she's a single woman.
Tom.
Get a lizard.
Maybe I should just get a lizard at this point.
You should call it Lizard Suit Larry.
Lizard Suit Larry.
Also very good.
It's
all
my
of
lizard.
These terrible
lizard Suit Larry.
Names.
First off, I feel like if you own a lizard, you have to name it some sort of pun of the word lizard.
I think Eddie Lizard is good because you could paint his nails. Because doesn't Eddie Izzard have like, he always has his nails done?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, because he's a transvestite.
Could do some cool stuff with Eddie Lizard. Yeah.
Eddie Lizard. Oh my God, I love it. All right.
Next
question.
Email or next story?
It's a story.
It's an email.
It's an email with a story, and it was one of those ones where I read the subject, and I was like, hey, we have to talk about this.
Okay.
Man raped by Sasquatch.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hello, 4-H crew. This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Came across this article that I knew you guys would love. Enjoy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
Colorado hunter.
Oh, no.
Hi. Claims he was sexually assaulted by a Sasquatch.
Oh, no.
So this dude was out walking.
Yeah.
He was going through the woods. He was going to go check on his winter cabin and see if it was all good.
What? Yeah.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Sasquatch done jumped out of a bit out of a tree.
Done jumped out of a tree.
Okay. Done jumped out of the tree.
Okay.
Lands in front of him.
Oh, no.
He says this thing was fit on 8 feet tall.
Eight what? Feet tall?
Punched him square in the face.
No.
He's unconscious. He wakes up. It has ripped off his pants and is trying to get at its underwear, at his underwear.
Oh, my
no
gosh.
Way.
He says he stabs it in the shoulder and it runs away.
Stabs it in the shoulder with what?
His camping knife.
His erect penis because he was kind of.
Well, I mean, yeah, he was unconscious, but he was alive.
So he shows up back at home with no pants?
Yeah. Calls the cops and says, Sasquatch, Dunn just jumped out of a tree.
Did he have a bloody knife to prove it?
How drunk was he when this happened?
Yeah. Stone cold sober. What? Now, the crazy thing is the Colorado police were like, it's probably just a big hairy dude that jumped out of the tree
right.
and tried to sexually assault you by ripping your pants off.
Yeah.
And you stabbed him in the shoulder. Like, they didn't go, well, none of this makes sense. They were like, all right.
Part of it makes sense. It just wasn't a Sasquatch. Sense.
Yeah, but he was like, no. 8 feet tall.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So,
what?
In the mountains of Colorado,
okay.
If you're going hiking, always look to the trees. Because you never know what Sasquatch is
lurking
in a tree.
Has no one like done DNA testing on this damn knife?
Is there also is there Sasquatch spray? Like there's shark spray when you go swimming?
Oh my gosh.
First off, you need to make that. You will make all the money.
What would it smell like? What would it?
Well, you can make it smell like whatever you want. As long as it smells like something you were like, this probably is something he wouldn't like.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe it smells like, I don't know.
What is a Sasquatch?
Not a male hunter.
Not a male hunter.
What's the opposite of a male hunter?
A female accountant.
A female gatherer.
A female gatherer. Yes, a florist. You need to go to a florist.
You have to smell like a florist.
Smell like a florist.
Okay.
Which just means just cover yourself in flowers.
Oh, is that what that means?
I think so. I don't know.
Oh, wow. My God. But how crazy is it that the guy was just like, I think it was a Sasquatch.
Oh, my God.
So we don't know if it was a male Sasquatch or female Sasquatch, do we?
Yeah.
He doesn't say, I saw its junk or its vagina.
Vagina?
That's what I called it as a kid because I didn't know what it was called. I thought it was a vagina as a kid.
Are you saying burr with a B?
Burr. Yeah.
Vagina.
Vagina is what
like
you call
burr,
those.
I'm cold.
That's what we called it. I didn't know.
Because that's where the cold, cold heart of a woman lives.
In our vaginas?
In her vagina.
Oh, my gosh. You guys.
Thanks for saving me there.
This morning, they had a going away brunch after the wedding. This will make sense. They had a going away brunch after the wedding. So there were a few couples that had kids that the kids weren't at the wedding, but they
Got
had
it.
Come up.
Yep.
So the kids were at the brunch.
Got it.
And there was this one little girl, that I'm friends with, their little girl, she was like maybe two at the most. And she had this shirt on. And me and my like hungover, tired stupor, I looked at her shirt and I was like, Annie, is that a uterus on your girl's shirt?
Amazing.
And she was like, it's a koala. And I was like, oh, it was like a screen print of a koala.
Okay.
So it was like a gray shirt with a pink koala, but it was just the ears.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then it was like just ears curving around the like forehead. And then if you look down, it made sense that it was a koala face. But the forehead just in the ears, I was like, that's a uterus, isn't it?
Did she have to then explain to her what a uterus was? Did she ask what it was?
I don't think it was a uterus out of the kid.
Asked
she
mom.
Asked the mom.
Her mom.
Yeah. No, I did not have to explain to this child's mother what a uterus was.
No, but that would be amazing if you walked up to the little girl and you were like,
but also,
hey, Lizzie.
Part of me was like,
is that a uterus on your shirt?
Part of me was like, it's 2017. Like, people are getting super like politically active about stuff. Like, maybe we're putting two-year-olds in uterus shirts. I don't know.
Yeah. She's like, this is where I came from, my uterus.
Yeah.
Stay out of it, government. And you're like, why would you put that on your little child?
Because she doesn't want anyone in her uterus either.
No, she's like,
I have a uterus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I get it. No, you know what? Yeah. I'm on board as long as they're vaccinated.
I stay away from them too. They're very scary.
Children, yeah.
Kids,
no, uterus.
Oh, uteri. Yeah. Yep.
All of the above.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Basically anything that has to do with a woman, Tom is like, I'm not interested. Only at night with the lights off and my penis.
Oh, my gosh.
And they have to be nowhere in sight.
So yeah, I can't see them. Just tell me where to put
then
it.
Then I'm okay.
And then I know what to do.
Women, I want to see them and then jerk off in the corner. That's the safest
way for me to
do it.
That's why you and Jen don't have kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They've never actually had sex.
They've never touched physically.
Yeah.
No. You're making me sweat over here.
It is sweat. I don't think Alex turned on the AC like he said.
I turned it off before the show. Like 45 minutes before.
Yeah. It's so hot.
It's hot, it dissipates.
Oh my God.
It dissipates. All right,
next.
So hot. How are we doing on time?
Yeah, what do we got?
I'll start this late. I start the timer late.
Oh, so you fucked up on your timer duty? So,
all right, guys, let's just talk real quick. I know people are sick of hearing about my Tesla stories.
Oh, God.
I'm not.
I am. I think I'm the only one.
So two fun Tesla stories.
Okay, two fun Tesla stories. Go.
By the time we record next weekend,
okay,
my house, a.k.a. this studio,
okay,
will be one of less than 100 houses that will have a Tesla Powerwall 2 installed in it.
Oh.
They are coming out on Friday.
How sexy.
And installing the Powerwall. And the guy was like, just so you know, here's all the stuff that you should know about the fact that, like, essentially he was like, we're going to install it.
Yeah.
You are one of the first 100 people to ever have
them. So
you're
like beta. That's
awesome.
So these guys could fuck shit up because they don't know what the fuck is going on because they've only installed less than 100.
Oh my goodness.
So that's a cool Tesla story.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
that's cool.
And in that same Tesla story,
okay,
fuck the LADWP.
Oh God, what's happening now?
Fuck the First off, A, fuck the LADWP because I still don't have solar.
I'm on solar. What's happening?
They need to put a solar net meter in instead of the regular meter. But the process is all fucked up. I was hoping it would happen soon. Anyway,
that's annoying.
Oh my gosh.
Annoying as shit.
Okay.
But the real annoying as shit thing is the LADWP has still
still
not allowing people to time shift their solar energy using a power wall.
What is the
whole concept of getting the power wall, the thing that gets excited.
So you can save the energy at night and use it during the day.
No, the opposite. You charge the battery during the day
when you're making solar,
and then you can use that energy before you start pulling energy from the grid.
Right.
So it allows you to use less grid energy, even though the net might have been the same because you're still feeding that energy back to the grid, so they're paying you for it, and then you're buying it back from them, but it just makes it easier. LADWP is one of the. It has not said that they will let that happen. Now, their reasoning is because they don't want you to buy energy from them overnight when it's cheap, store it in the battery, and then at the peak hour, sell it back to them for profit.
Is that a thing you could actually do?
That is not a thing you could do with a Tesla Powerwall.
That's just their excuse.
That's their excuse to be like, brakes, pump, brakes.
Really?
So, like the car, the guy was like, you're going to get this power wall.
Yeah.
It is a partial home backup.
Yeah.
So if we ever have, like, especially over the summer, like we have brownouts or
stuff. Right.
It automatically kicks on and we can still use the power generated from the solar and we can still use the power saved in the power wall.
Okay.
So people will be, like, the whole block will be
out. But you'll be good.
We'll be good.
So I'm just going to walk over here.
Yeah, just come over here. We'll have coffees, we'll watch TV.
Sweet. I don't drink coffee.
Surf
but
on the internet.
Cool. Yeah.
Maybe some tea.
Tea sounds good.
Boba tea. I don't know.
That sounds terrible.
Anyway.
Just stop at tea.
Got it. So anyway, but they're going to do software updates to make the Powerwall do more shit as more shit is available, like the car.
That's awesome.
Tesla story number two.
That's cool.
This is a weird one.
So wait, that wasn't Tesla story number two.
No, that was a part. You snuck in a sub Tesla story. It was still the Powerwall story.
Oh,
anyway.
Man. All right. What's Tesla story number two?
So you guys know that that a while back they announced that they were not going to allow people to have lifetime unlimited supercharging on the big supercharger networks.
Right.
All that stuff. Also, one of the reasons why I bought my car when I did, because I had 2 months left on my thing, and I wanted to make sure I got in under the radar.
Yeah.
Well, randomly,
okay,
yesterday, it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before yesterday, it was Friday.
Okay.
Randomly, on Reddit, somebody posted that they said, I just got off the phone with my Tesla dealer, and he told me that if you buy a car today, that you will have unlimited supercharging associated with you as a person. And that any car you buy after that, a Model S or Model X, will have lifetime unlimited charging.
Oh.
And everybody was like, that sounds really weird.
Yeah.
Like, what? No. Doubt it.
Yeah.
Because what happens to all those people that have had a car in that, like, window
Right.
and are paying for supercharging? So Tesla did not put out any information about this. They did not release a press release. It was just people going, I think, oh, well, I called my guy and this is what they said. I just came back from a test drive and this is what they said. And it was all this crazy stuff.
Okay.
They have quietly, they've quietly grandfathered in every single person that has owned a Tesla since Friday.
Yeah.
Now has lifetime unlimited supercharging.
Oh, wow.
They've rolled back the limits. Paid people back what they had paid for supercharging. And if you use the referral code, because you get referral codes to be if you want to buy a Tesla, I can give you a code. It'll save you $1,000.
Great.
But now I have the first five of those codes
come with the unlimited charging?
The car that you buy unlimited supercharging.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now I want one.
And I am now, because it's really crazy because I bought the car and I was like, I love this car. And then I was like, boy, they make faster versions of this. Like, I got the lowest version.
Yeah.
I have, longer time and all this stuff. And I was like, I was really thinking, like, man, it's going to suck when in 3 years I could get a better one.
Allison just smashed her face on the microphone.
How did that even happen? This is why we shouldn't do video.
So
Allison was just staring at me, deadpan stare, and then all of a sudden, it was as if her mic attacked her face. So clearly, she moved her neck in a way.
No.
I don't know what happened. No. Did you sneeze or something?
I kicked the mic stand.
Oh, you
with
kicked
my
the mic stand. She hit herself in the face.
My head didn't move.
That was amazing.
I just smashed my lip into my teeth and it hurt so bad.
Oh my God, Allison. This is why we need to set the mic.
I was so bored of your Tesla story. I had to cause myself physical harm.
She was like, I know how to get out of this story. Wham. Oh no.
It really hurt.
Something else. Anyway. I'm super excited because now I can buy Tesla Model S's and Model X's and get the newest stuff and move forward and still not have to worry about it.
That's awesome. Super exciting. And I also feel like that means in like 6 months, Elon Musk is going to come out with something and we're going to realize why all this happened. Like, there's a reason.
Well, so one of the speculations is that the Model 3, which is the lower end entry level model that's coming out soon, that they want to differentiate that from the luxury of the S and the X. And so one of the things is that the Model 3
will not
have unlimited supercharging, cuz it does say very specifically for your lifetime any new Model S or X.
Oh, it's very specific
that
type of
S
car.
Or X, which means it would not be that on a 3.
Right.
Not that I would want a 3 cuz they're
that makes
less
sense. All right.
Yeah, who wants
anyway,
three?
All right.
Before I lose all feeling in my lip.
Yeah, say some things.
I got to do my weekly shout out. If for some reason you're just listening to this podcast for the first time now.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. Keep listening. I'm also in the midst of a 10-week campaign to raise money for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, LLS, and I'm doing a call to action to all of our listeners to donate $30-ish dollars if they can during this campaign. I'm now in week 8. Which is insane. I've been doing this for so long.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. And I'm doing this because my uncle is currently fighting stage 4 lymphoma. And so many people have donated. And every week I feel like it's going to be the week where I only get 2 donations and still so many more donations come in. So thank you guys so much. I'm going to read off the people who donated this week because you guys are this week's rock stars. Tatiana Torres, who we love.
Tatiana, we love Tatiana.
We love her on this
Tatiana.
Podcast.
Come on.
Longtime fan. Todd Shearer, Stephen Fisher, Alan Tenorio. Yes.
Alan Tenorio.
I got an anonymous donation, but it did come, according to the notes, 100% spider free.
Great.
So thank you.
I'm so anonymous.
Yes. David Lazo, Cirillo Rudolfo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Joseph Kalinski.
That is like as Italian a name
I know,
as you can
right?
get. Cirillo Rudolfo.
Yeah. Cassandra Gennaros. Oh, okay. Yes. This person said he will donate more if I pronounce his name right.
Drum roll, please.
So first name, Barry. Got that.
Yeah,
that's it. That's
Here we go. Here we go.
Own Mice. I'm going to go with Own Mice.
You did look it up before you came
own
here.
Mice.
No,
you're
I did look it
mice.
Up.
Should
it's O-H-N-M-E-I-S-S. So Own Mice or Own Mice. It might be Own Mice if it's like German.
Yeah, but you just said Own Mice is what you're going
right.
with.
Mice
or Own Mice. Yeah,
correct.
You didn't say I have to say it right on the first try.
Okay, all right.
So Own Mice or Own Mice. I'm going with that.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Lloyd Nevias, Cindy Morrison, Here we go, bringing it back around.
Yeah.
Roger Chow.
Hey, Roger Chow.
He donated for every email we've read on the podcast.
Oh, great.
So at that time, it was four, but now we've just read another one of his emails.
Roger.
So, Roger, I think you got to donate again.
Yep. Challenge. We did. And by the way, I didn't know that you wrote that in the
No, I know. That's why when you said his name, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. This is going to get awesome. Russell Duncan, and then one of my favorites, one of our listeners from Belgium, who literally wrote his name out like this. Me, clear throat, heel, meaning me, heel.
Amazing.
I love it.
Posunier. Or Posenier.
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 Michiel Posenier.
But he literally wrote me, clear throat, heel. And that's what he wrote as the name of the donate. Like that,
amazing.
That's the official
name.
It was, that wasn't in the notes.
Amazing.
That's how his name came up in the donation. So thank you guys so much. I've tweeted out the link multiple times. I'll probably tweet it out again this week. It's also in the bio of my Instagram, so you can find the link and donate. And I so appreciate everyone who donates. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, it's a great cause, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And again, if you work for alcohol company,
if you work for alcohol,
if you work for alcohol,
we've heard
I'm not for alcohol technically.
Shoot us an email.
I literally work.
Shoot us an email because we want a sponsor for San Diego Comic Con. And that is it. Oh wait, no. First off, I gotta say you can send us emails.
Yeah.
At halfhourhappyhourfans @gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or whatever you listen to us on. Please rate us, validate us, share us with your friends.
Yeah.
There we go. And that's it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Aislip.
I'm Alex Albrecht. Sitting in with us is the best flight engineer in the damn near podcast universe.
Damn right.
Tom Super Volcano Krajewski.
All
right, people, be well.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.